This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Voters in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District are still waiting to find out who will represent them in Congress. The race between incumbent Republican Lauren Boebert and Democrat Adam Frisch remains neck to neck. Colorado Mesa University student Harrison Shapiro says he's been watching it closely.
I keep checking the results and keeps creeping through, but still too close to call, I guess.
Yeah, it's very tense.
If the race goes to a recount, results may not be final until mid-December. Democrats and Republicans in the legislature have selected leaders for the next legislative session, which starts in January. But as CPR's Megan Verlee reports, one of the top roles in the legislature remains unfilled for now.
House Democrats failed to select a new speaker at their caucus meeting Thursday. The vote among several contenders was close, and with some House races still undecided, they paused the process. House Republicans selected Representative Mike Lynch of Larimer County to be the new minority leader. In the Senate, Democrat Steve Fenberg of Boulder will continue as president, while Steve Lundeen of Monument steps in as minority leader for the GOP. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
You may hear the sounds of military jets flying over the state today. The Colorado National Guard is honoring the Veterans Day holiday with a series of flyovers. The F-16s took off around 10:30 this morning from Buckley Space Force Base and make appearances above several celebrations in Loveland, Wellington, and Fruita. The jets will take off again tomorrow for several appearances, including at Lincoln Veterans Memorial Park in Denver. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Coming up, it's The Takeaway. Don't go anywhere.